Hello, my loves. I have missed you. How are you? What's going on? Happy Father's Day to those of you who celebrate. And if you don't celebrate, well, happy Sunday. I was scrolling through my bank of stories that is still like forever growing, which is wonderful. I love it. Come hang out with me on Patreon at Strawberry Smut Cakes for the new goodies. So, looking through the bank of work, waiting to feel some kind of thing. Like, I use my intuition to pick which story I want to read to y'all. Today, I felt pulled to read the story I'm about to read to you called Sex and Motherhood, which is interesting that I want to read this piece on Father's Day. I had a client back in 2020 ask me to write about this very topic, sex and motherhood. I am not a parent, never been a parent. So it was an interesting creative extravaganza to put this together. And I love it. I really do love this piece. So I'm really excited to share this with you. All right, so here we go. I was standing in front of our full-length mirror, getting dressed while Sasha was napping, keeping one ear on the baby monitor, an eye on the mountain of laundry I dumped on the bed, and another eye on my belly's stretch marks in the mirror's reflection. My brain was doing its thing again, telling me how I needed to hurry up and lose weight, deal with the laundry mountain, put the dishes away, and dear fuck, why did I not use that stretch mark cream while I was still pregnant? I ran my fingers over the permanent reminders of the life I helped create with Noah, the person I called my favorite until Sasha. I mean, Noah was still the original favorite, but loving this child was otherworldly. There was no preparation for this love or the changes that followed. No one can know what kind of experiences you're going to go through with pregnancy and whatever comes after that. Hell, you don't even know what will happen to the way you see yourself and the way he sees you, the way your body is forever altered, and the shifts that take place in your sexuality. No one tells you because they aren't you. Everyone has their own experiences, and you do your best with yours. My mother was coming over in a couple of hours because Noah and I wanted to have a staycation. He booked a room in a gorgeous hotel downtown, and I knew he'd want sex to be on the menu, and I just wasn't sure if I was ready or in the mood. We had had sex since Sasha was born 5 months ago, and while I deeply loved Noah, I was still getting used to navigating this new body. This home I had lived in for just over 40 years was now something that felt foreign to me. It didn't respond to his touch in the same way. It took me longer to turn on, to come, and the things I usually liked, like having my nipples played with, was something I could barely stand because they were so sensitive. Sighing at my reflection, I dropped my hands from my belly and decided I needed to not think about baby weight, stretch marks, my nervousness about sex and being in the mood and just be, and then see what could happen from there. I put on a new pair of underwear and a bra that wasn't made for nursing. I walked to the closet and pulled out a green dress that was too tight during pregnancy and too big before pregnancy. I pulled it over my head and smoothed it down, deciding it fit well enough, and went to the bathroom to put makeup on. I was finishing up when the baby monitor let me know Sasha woke up earlier than I had expected. Her gentle but high-pitched whine turned into crying rather quickly. I put the mascara down and went to her room, scooping her up, kissing her cheek, and stroking her head. My breast started leaking. Fuck, I thought, and set her back into her crib, wiggled out of my dress, unhooked my bra, tossing them onto her rocking chair while she wailed at being placed back into her crib. It's okay, love bug. I'm here. I reached for her again. thinking about how much time I had to feed her and finish up before my mother and Noah arrived. Minutes into feeding her, I walked into the kitchen with her still latched to me and heard Noah's car in the garage. "Hi," he exclaimed when he walked in the door. "Nice outfit." "Hey, sorry, I was almost ready, but this one woke up early," I said before kissing his cheek. "No problem. We've still got, I don't know, like a half an hour before your mom gets here. I'm gonna pack up and then we should be set," he replied, making his way to our bedroom. "Yes, I was hoping to get that laundry finished," I called after him. "I'll take care of it," he replied. Noah's idea of taking care of it was to shove it in the back in the basket and hide it in our closet. I was too tired to argue. I was dressed and ready by the time my mother arrived and left her with a list of things to remember: enough breast milk in the fridge that could feed us all in an apocalypse, and the name, number, and address to our hotel just in case. "I've missed you," Noah said in my ear after checking into our room, ordering and devouring dinner in bed. He slid his hand over the outermost part of my breast. "I've missed you too. And I want you. I do. I'm just needing a little extra right now," I replied, grazing his stiff cock over his jeans with my palm. "Tell me." He laced his fingers with mine and pulled me to him so we were facing each other, lying on our sides. "I want you to rub my back, please." I ruffled his hair and grinned. "I would love to do that, but you will be out in no time," he laughed. "Absolutely. And I'll have more energy for your cock in the morning." I could already feel my eyes getting heavy from having his warm hand on my waist and listening to his gentle baritone voice. "Well, then, let's get you out of this dress and ready for a 3-minute rubdown," he said. "It'll be longer than 3 minutes," I exclaimed as I helped him take it off, along with my pretty bra that now had small milk stains on it from my breast leaking again. "We'll see. I'll set a timer," he replied, grabbing his phone. The next thing I remembered was seeing the sunlight streaming in through the window. Noah's side of the bed was empty. I sat up and glanced around before picking up my phone. It was just after 10. I couldn't remember the last time I slept that late. I went to pee, taking the phone with me, seeing a message from Noah that he had gone out for breakfast and coffee. I went back to bed and scrolled through the pictures my mother had sent of Sasha early this morning and smiled at the sweetness of it all. Another 10 minutes had passed before I heard Noah's key card in the door, and then the door opening. "Hi, babe," I beamed at him as he walked in carrying two large coffees and a bag of something. "You're up. I brought you all the sweet things and some awake juice." He handed me a coffee and then set the bag in the middle of the bed before joining me. "Thank you," I kissed him. "Of course, I didn't know which ones to get because everything looked delicious." He opened the box, revealing two butter croissants, two chocolate donuts, and two strawberry danishes. The nagging voice reminding me that I shouldn't be eating all of this piped up, and I qu quickly shifted from listening to that to focusing on the pleasure of consuming such delicious things and being with this man who loved me so much. We took bites of everything, drank all the coffee, and talked like we used to before Sasha. My heart ached for both, for how we used to be, and for our child who is at home. Noah cleared our breakfast debris from the bed before climbing back in and kissing me. He had a way with that mouth of his, all firm but gentle, pushing a little but not too much. I was learning to check in with my body more around sex, asking if it was something I wanted or did I need more foreplay, or maybe just cuddling for a while. I was definitely feeling a caution sign blinking in my mind. "Hey, I need things to go slowly at first, okay?" I said to him. "Of course." He smoothed my hair back from my face. We went back to kissing. I felt my body relax more, my pussy warming with the feeling of his lips on mine, his tongue pushing between them. Sometimes I felt like I was having sex with the same person, but with a new body. I hadn't gotten to know this body yet, as I responded differently than before Sasha. And lately, I'd been too tired to even try a munch, and when we did, we had to hurry before she woke up and before he had to leave for work. He normally slipped into the shower with me, generally taking me from behind, as it was the easiest way in our little glass stall. There was a feeling of urgency that came with it that left me breathless instead of satisfied. It was all different in the hotel room. It felt like time stretched out in front of us, and I had enough space to feel into what I wanted. I slid my hand over his shoulder, down the front of his chest to his waist, and around to his lower back, pressing my palm into it before taking a handful of his ass. I felt him smile against my mouth, and I smiled back. "Is this okay?" he asked, tracing my nipple with his thumb. I nodded, working to relax my mind and not to anticipate the tenderness I still experienced feeding Sasha. Noah's touch was gentle, tentative, and searching, as if he was also still getting to know this new body. His cock was hard against my soft belly. I put my leg over his and pushed my hips into him, feeling the stiff base of him against the top of my clit. He grabbed my ass, pulling me into him. His desire ignited mine even more, and I kissed him harder. "I want to tell you what I want," I said to him, lips brushing his. "Go on," he smiled. "I want to put your cock in my mouth, get it all wet, slide my lips over your shaft before pushing my tongue against the other side of your head. The underside of your head," I replied. "What else?" he whispered, still tracing my nipple. "I get you close to coming, but as soon as I feel you're about to, I stop and I tell you, I want you to go down on me. I want your lips against mine and your tongue splitting me open, dipping inside of me before you play with my clit. But first, I need your cock inside of me now," I said, feeling my inner caution light turn bright green with desire. We became a flurry of limbs, pushing and grabbing at each other, all wet, hard, and warm. I went for his cock, taking him in my hand, stroking and exploring as I felt his fingertips graze my clit before pushing me open. Noah got his fingers wet with me, sliding in and around my opening before shifting back up to my clit, getting her wet too, tracing circles around her as she stiffened. I felt so much more aware of and in awe of my body having gone through pregnancy. And being here with him, feeling his touch in a heightened, more sensitive way, I felt all the thoughts about needing to lose weight and all the worry about my stretch marks slip away for now. The only experience was pleasure and gratitude for this wonderful man who was so kind to me, who treated me more often than not like I hung the damn moon. "I want you," he whispered. "Get in here," I giggled. He shifted to get on top and I guided him into me. I love the sensation of him filling my body up, the weight of him pressing down on me, the sound of his breath in my ear, the occasional kiss on my neck as he moved against me. It wasn't always like this, but today it was. I wasn't always able to get out of my head and into my body, but today I could. I relished every thrust, every sound, and the warmth of his skin beneath my palm. I loved pushing my hips up to meet his, making his cock slide deeper into me. I felt myself get extra wet, our bodies making slapping sounds as we fucked. I grabbed his ass and pulled him in as deep as I could get him. He kissed me hard while I circled my hips around him. He knew I was after an orgasm and pulled back, wearing a mischievous grin. "Not yet," he said. I smirked, dragging my hands over his chest as he sat up, fucking me harder, fucking me in a way where I could feel the entirety of his length shove in and out of me, I could feel my orgasm rising to the surface anyway, despite the change in stimulation. "Come here," I said, pulling him to me. He kissed me, pushing his cock all the way in and letting me have my way. I came hard, loud, and bright, my body's pleasure reverberating out of me as I held him tighter until I settled. Noah slid out of me and kissed my forehead. "Where are you going?" I asked, kissing him back. "Just to get cleaned up quickly," he replied, climbing off the bed. "I'll be back, unless you want to join me." "Did you come?" I asked. "Are you serious?" "Yes." "Did you come so hard you didn't notice?" he asked, holding his hand out for me to take. "I guess so. Wow." I took it and he helped me off the bed. We made our way into a hot shower. I pressed my head to his chest, letting the water roll down my back. "This was so fun," I told him. "It was. I definitely want more of that," he replied. "Of course, me too. I love you. I love our kid. I love our life, but honey, I need more support. I barely have a moment to breathe half the time, let alone think about sex. I want you. You're amazing. And in order to get some kind of sex life back and get my brain back, at least a little, I need more help." Noah pulled back and looked at me. "We can do that. Just tell me. We can figure it out." I felt a wave of relief flood over me, along with a sense of feeling I was taken care of. I didn't have to do it all by myself, and I didn't have to abandon everything like I sometimes fantasized about. I hugged him and said, "Thank you." He squeezed me tighter and said, "I love you." "Thank you forever and ever and always for being here with me. If you are interested in receiving a tarot reading or really an erotic love note, I would love to read for you and I would love to write for you. The tarot readings are $20 and the erotic love note is, the love notes are $33. So if you want one or both, just send me a DM on Instagram at Strawberry Smutcakes. I'm so excited to read for y'all. It's so much fun. So much fun tuning into everyone's really beautiful and unique energy and offering insights about what's going on with you. It's so fun. So yeah, let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at Strawberry Smutcakes. And thank you again for being here.